Now, the central bank this morning is warning the government to avoid a budgetary giveaway ahead of the general election. Amid speculation, the coalition may opt to hold the election after the budget in late October, November. The regulator said it would not be appropriate for the government to repeat the budgetary packages of recent years, with the economy at close to full employment and real wages projected to grow. Such a scenario would lead to higher inflation, damaging Ireland's competitiveness and long-term prospects for growth in living standards, the bank said in its quarterly bulletin. It also has things to say in relation to infrastructure needs and housing issues, amongst other things. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Martin O'Brien, Head of Irish Economic Analysis with the Central Bank. Martin, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Gerry.
First of all, let's deal with the good news. Domestic demand is forecast to grow this year and again next year. Is that right?
That's correct. And it is a relatively favourable outlook that we have for the economy this time round. The economy domestically is expected to grow at about 2% on average for the next 2 or 3 years. That will help us to keep unemployment at its historically low levels at the moment in the region of 4 to 4.5%. And importantly, inflation is coming down. We've seen it come down now to below 2% the last couple of months, and we expect it to sort of hover around that 2% mark, which is a much more sustainable level of inflation than what we had experienced in the last couple of years.
And the outlook for residential construction is part of that. Where is that going in terms of increases in housing units? And I'd imagine the timing for further increases, I suppose.
Yeah, no, housing is certainly picking up. What our expectation is that, you know, between the next 2 to 3 years, we'll probably see housing units increase to about 39 to 40,000 per year. That's a significant increase in the last couple of years. Last year, I think we had 33,000 units completed. Now, there is a little bit of uncertainty around, you know, the timing and the scope for further increases beyond that. But, you know, there is positive signals in terms of there's a lot of commencement notices that went in the first quarter this year, and we expect those to pass through to ultimately completions over the course of the next 2 to 3 years.
So what does the government need to watch for in terms of the infrastructure that it needs to try and keep the economy growing? But there's a downside to that, isn't there, in terms of overheating the economy?
Well, I mean, it's clear that the economy is sort of operating at what we would call its potential. So, you know, if we're wanting to sort of see more sustainable growth in living standards over the longer term without having, you know, excessively high prices, excessively high inflation, ultimately damaging our competitiveness, we do need to look at those infrastructure constraints. We do need to look at the delivery of housing, delivery of energy and water infrastructure to support housing. And that's an important factor that the government and others have to keep in mind, in addition to, say, issues around, you know, decarbonisation targets and things like that. Now, with the economy operating, as I said, at its capacity and its full potential at the moment, you know, there is a sort of choices to be made around, you know, how much does get spent on that sort of delivery of that infrastructure and how efficiently that infrastructure can be delivered, and some of the other, you know, choices that government may have to make. Basically, what we're warning against is them trying to do too much too soon, too much, too fast. Otherwise, you'll end up in a situation where inflation could spike up again, and basically that's a tax on absolutely everybody in the economy when we see prices and inflation going so high as they did before.
Yeah, certainly is. No, look, there is a plan, there is rules, there is a 5% net expenditure benchmark that's there in terms of increases in spending. Now, if you want to deliver all the capital infrastructure that you're promising, particularly around election time, does that come into jeopardy? Or is it that old balance between capital spending, current spending, and if you want to spend more, you can, but you're going to have to offset that by increasing taxes? Is that the choice that needs to be made?
Well, those in essence, that's exactly the choice that sort of is facing government at the moment. You know, it is important that, you know, the government has a sort of a credible rule or a credible anchor, as we say, to its overall fiscal policy, to its overall tax and spend policy. You know, that's what you know, it brings confidence in the economy. It also helps us deal with sort of the more longer term issues around, say, the costs related to the aging of the population. There are going to be climate change related costs as well. So having that sort of appropriate balance between increasing government spending in line with at the moment in line with maybe revenue raising measures in other places, that's really the choices that need to be made, in particular if they want to avoid a situation where we ultimately don't get enough value for money and ultimately damage Ireland's competitiveness in international.
Because that's what's happened in the past. Before these rules were brought in, before the financial crash, I'd suggest it's been boom bust, it's been splurge at election time, I'll spend it when I have it, and then all of a sudden you get a shock, perhaps maybe international shock, and all of a sudden you're running a massive deficit and you have to cut things to the bone, which then further does damage.
It certainly is the case that, right now the government and the public finances are in a very, favourable position to avoid that kind of situation of emerging again, and that they can make, there are choices to be made. There are also, a few challenges in there, a few risks to try and avoid. We do have quite a concentrated nature of our tax receipts at the moment, a handful of very large multinationals are contributing a large extent of our corporation tax receipts, and corporation tax receipts now make up about a quarter of our overall tax receipts. So, there are things that need to be watched out for, but basically to try and avoid that kind of situation where a very sharp negative correction could have to take place into the future to try and support the economy if a shock happens. Now is basically the time to take out those kind of actions.
Yeah, and with that in mind, Michael McGrath was in Killarney at an economic forum recently enough, and he made great play of the two funds that they're setting up, the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, to help decarbonise, but also to help factor in and the costs for the demographic changes. And we've had population increase, we're going to have an ageing population. He's saying, look, we're putting some of this money away. Is that enough, or is that to be welcomed?
Well, the creation of the two funds is certainly to be welcomed. As we said, the government are receiving quite a substantial amount of revenues in that. They don't have the capacity, and the economy doesn't necessarily have the capacity to absorb it if it was all to be spent today. But also, we do have these longer term challenges like aging, like climate change, biodiversity challenges that need to be addressed. So, having a fund there to draw down on over the course of the next decade. To in part address those challenges are important, but I think they should be seen that when we look at the sums, when we look at the values concerned, they're not sufficient to cover those kind of costs and those kind of challenges into the future, and that basically also means that further action needs to be taken.
The idea would be if we are in another crash, and crashes eventually always come, maybe different in size and scale, but that you're not in a situation where you go to the cupboard and it's bare, that you can continue spending, you can continue government spending on needed infrastructure, that you don't enter into a lost decade because you haven't planned for the future.
And that was certainly the case that Ireland found itself in, and a lot of other countries found themselves during the financial crisis, the global financial crisis in the last decade or 15 years ago now almost. So that's certainly the case that we want to try and avoid. A lot of policy has been put in place, both say on the fiscal side, on the financial regulation side, to try and avoid that into the future. And we would hopeful that choices can certainly be made on the policy front to try and avoid those sort of situations where such a negative correction would have to take place if a shock, as you said, happens into the future.
Final point on that, Martin. We are in an election cycle. We're just out of local and European elections. We're heading into a general election. The temptation in the past, and it's a natural temptation for short-term thinking by politicians, just get me elected, I'll worry about the finances, now we pay for it afterwards. Are we moving out of that? Are we into a more prudent term of Irish politics? With these new rules, that 5% rule, for example, that mean that, a government can't, spend in a runaway budget just to get back into power and to hell with the consequences.
Well, the rule is there to be complied with. They haven't necessarily, for various reasons, complied with the rule the last couple of years. But certainly having the rule there as a benchmark, if it's complied with, it will provide a much more appropriate stance from a public finances perspective. It will help avoid the kind of situations where we'll go to the cupboard and it's bare, as you mentioned yourself. And so what we would certainly be be hopeful of, that moving forward, that choices will be made around the public finances that will both address those sort of vulnerabilities there around the narrowness of the tax base, both address the sort of the long term challenges and opportunities around demographic change and climate change, and also address the sort of the critical infrastructure needs and housing, and all that can be done. We're in the economy is in a favourable position. It all can be done with appropriate choices made by our policymakers.
Yeah. Okay, Martin. Well, listen, thanks for updating us on that. It's an interesting one to see where we're going in those choices that are made. The ones that are made now will affect us far into the future in terms of spending and in terms of what we spend our money on, the value of money for money that we get. But thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Terry.